From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Mr. Rob Center, always taking great care of us. He'll make sure the podcasts are up shortly after the interview. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the WKOK podcast page is where we store those. So please avail yourself of the recorded interviews. Go back and listen to what you might have missed. In the studio with us now, David Jacobson is back. He's a board member of Days of Remembrance, an essay contest that's been underway around here for, what?
This is our fifth year.
Is it? No kidding. Boy, time's marching on. I was going to say three, but I thought, oh, I better not. Might be longer than that. Well, 5 years, boy, TikTok, time's marching on. I remember you and Dave Young came up here, 5 years ago and said, Mark, we want to start a essay contest, and Cliff Readers weighed in, and the good attorney up in Williamsport. So fabulous. Well, happy fifth anniversary to you on that, making really what you think is a quest, but that's not quite the real word, but Days of Remembrance essay contest now covering 9 counties, giving high school individuals and middle schoolers, right, an opportunity to do essays about the Holocaust so that this gets remembered, does not get overlooked under any circumstances for these young people. David, give me a much better definition of Days of Remembrance, please.
Our mission is to sponsor essay writing competitions that foster a perpetual remembrance of the Holocaust.
And what's at stake? Are we forgetting?
We are. There's many people who know nothing about the Holocaust. This is recent history. Our veterans from the U.S. military saved the world and saved life as we know it today. And this essay contest is a tribute to our veterans that fought in World War II.
All right, well, we're going to keep this remembrance going and talk about what the very latest information is. That 9-county figure is new, plus some more levels of donation. Well, I'm going to ask where you get the funding that goes to these payouts for these super students. But we have to introduce Hank Baylor. He's also a board member now of Days of Remembrance. Comes here today to tell us he's been around the world and just feels deeply moved to sort of walk a walk here to make sure he's doing something so that young people remember and hear about this. You mentioned off mic that you want to make sure that young people know, remember, talk about, write about, essay, maybe win and get involved and know about this.
Sure. I got involved with it by traveling around the world. Fortunately, I worked for a company and I had worldwide field operations, and I got to go to almost every country you could think of in the Western world. I didn't go to the Eastern part too much, but I ended up looking at, when I go to cities, who are the people that really do all the work? You know, where do they live? And I stumbled into the ghetto in Venice, and I had no idea of the magnitude that Italy was involved with what is called the Final Solution. Of course, Hitler wanted to completely eradicate the world of any Jewish people. And I really got an education there. And then, of course, I was able to go to Warsaw. And then I started to wonder why, how could somebody kill people in a massive way? Anyway, you know, of just a group. But we've done it many, many times. I could cite My Lai incident, you know, the Koresh people, who 900 people, 75 people died in a burning building, you know, children and mothers and so on. So I happened to then, when I went to college, actually to get a history degree, and I concentrated a bit in the Holocaust. I met a person named Fred Voss and started going around the region giving presentations to people as to what the Holocaust was all about. And then Dave gave me a call and said, would you like to join in with us? And I said, absolutely. So I guess my point here is to try to emphasize that children at age, you know, 7th grade and on need to know what happened so they can help prevent these things in the future and understand really what it caused was. And I want to ask the public to make sure, if their children like to read, to get a book. And it's called Why Good People Do Bad Things. It's an excellent book, and it gets into the reason why people might do such things.
Dave, you come here and tell us that this isn't just about the Holocaust or Hitler or gas chambers. It's not just that.
For me, the lesson of the Holocaust is that any minority that is persecuted or oppressed, if that persecution and oppression goes unchecked, it can lead to genocide. So it's not, the lesson of the Holocaust, to me, is not limited to Jews. It's limited, it's really a lesson for any minority that's being persecuted. And we have to look out for that. And we have to watch out for any group that's being blamed for societal issues, a group that doesn't necessarily have power. And if that goes unchecked, it can ultimately lead to genocide. It's the dehumanization of people. And when people are dehumanized, anything can happen to them.
So we have to pay attention to current events. You know, who's oppressing whom? Who's being oppressed in this country? I mean, we don't have to go global to find this. We certainly can and find more, but we can find folks that are on the outs in the U.S. I think if I were a transgender person in Florida right now, I would think, I'm on the outs. I'm certainly oppressed in terms of, you know, having opportunities and so on. So am I glancing at that right and saying that this is sort of a current issue?
Yes. Oppression, persecution, unfortunately, is happening all the time. And that's what we need to look out for. And the Holocaust is an extreme example of what can happen when that oppression goes unchecked.
All right, we're going to talk more about that right before we wrap up, but let's talk about Days of Remembrance. Part of your visits here, both of you, is just to make a pitch for kids to get involved. Sign up your kids. You said right, that,
yeah,
Hank.
Absolutely. It starts with little things like bullying. Address it immediately. Don't let it get out of hand, because those are the folks that are probably the most likely that would even get involved with something like that. And also, visit the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. It's incredible. It's quite an education in just a couple of hours, what it would make the children understand what really happened.
Just the stack of eyeglasses, I still get chills every time I think about it. Yeah. But, okay, so young people, you want them to sign up and get
involved? Sign up, get your essay done. Parents can help them do their essay, doing research, the Internet. There's just a plethora of information out there on the Holocaust and things that lead up to why people do what they do.
So all the information about the essay contest is on our website. You can just search for Days of Remembrance Essay Contest, or you can go to daysofremembrance.org. All the rules, the essay prompt is there. This year we're asking students to watch at least two videos of testimonies from Holocaust survivors from the U.S. Holocaust Museum's website, and then to write about what they heard and how they connect that to the Holocaust. The essay is due on March 11th, and you can submit it online. Again, if you go to daysofremembrance.org or search for Days of Remembrance Essay Contest on the Internet, you can find the essay contest, and we hope that you'll participate.
You have a budget and a bank account. Explain from where that funding emanated.
We do. We are a federal nonprofit, a 501c3. Our support is currently from 11 sponsors in the area, which includes churches, military organizations, public service groups, and local businesses. We also have donations from individuals as well. And we thank our sponsors, which include St. Paul's United Church of Christ, the Blaze Alexander and Aubrey Alexander, the American Legion, Post 182, Evangelical Community Hospital, Knights of Columbus Council, Lewisburg Sunrise Rotary, Auto Bookstore, the Sunbury VFW, Post 1532, the Susquehanna Valley Marine Corps League, and the Table Church in Bloomsburg.
The Table Church. Every time I hear that, I wonder what's that about. But
yeah.
I know exactly what it's about. It's great, great Lutheran church, actually. So, okay. So, prize money $500 for first place, 250?
250 for second place, 150 for third place, and we have any number of $100 honorable mention awards. Those are separate. There'll be separate awards for high school students and for middle school students. Middle school students is only 7th and 8th grade.
All right. And I put in my preamble to the preview that's on our preview page that anti-Semitic is increasing. Anti-Semitic violence is increasing globally and really locally in the U.S. as well. But that's not your primary focus. You really focus on this persecution period in its many forms.
Well, to me, anti-Semitism is terrible, and anti-Semitic persecution is terrible. The Holocaust, the Nazis' ultimate goal was to kill all the Jews in the world. For me, the lesson of the Holocaust is not just about Jews. It's about any minority. Jews in Germany were less than 0.5% of the population. So it's a very small
group. At the start, and then...
Then almost nothing at the end.
Yeah. Well, thank God for all of the survivors and the stories that are told and the remembrances that have happened up to now. And thank heaven for the students that do take this up, and hundreds have participated in this so far. Yeah. An additional remark, Hank, anything to add?
Yeah, I guess my final comment is get involved, get your kids involved, and understand what causes people to do these kinds of heinous things, and get to understand why people do what they do, and have your children understand that as well. Pass it on.
All right. Thank you both so much for all you're doing. Really, kudos out to David Young, no longer on the board or no longer super active on this, so he's out and about.
David Young is retired, so okay. David Young has really started this, and he's stepping back from the group. So thank you to David Young for all of his leadership.
Yeah, much appreciated over the years. David Jacobson is here from Lewisburg, board member of Days of Remembrance. Hank Baylor, of course, from Lewisburg. We talked to him about a number of community endeavors, also a board member. Days of Remembrance essay contest, daysofremembrance.org. Thank you both so much for all you're doing.
Quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.